If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. Amen? Amen. You know, we talk about AI and things like that. I was thinking this morning, I had a devotional and it said, imagine when God said, let there be light, you know? And I was thinking that it was like when you turn on your computer, the screen goes from black to whatever's on your screensaver. You know, just poof, just like that. It's really pretty amazing. It really is. And it's just a tiny picture of what God does. Just a tiny one. All the stuff is just stuff trying to imitate God. If somebody's trying to imitate something, that means that something is the thing above. And so they're trying to imitate God. They're getting ideas what God did, so then they're doing it, and then they think that it's wonderful. But then if they really think, they think, how did he do that? He just spoke.
Oh, yeah.
They have to put a lot of work into getting what we can just click a button for, to get it figured out. But we have a word from Jesus in John 15. And in 15:4, he says, remain in me and I'll remain in you. If you don't remain in me, then you're sort of useless. But if you remain in me, if you remain in me, I think I counted 9 times in just a few verses where he talked about the remaining in him. And this passage of scripture is something that, rather than just reading, most of the time people are trying to, well, that's just picturesque. Well, maybe it is, but it's true. If you don't know that you were useless, before you met Jesus, you need to run through it again. Seriously. You weren't pretty good. You weren't all right. You weren't better than some people. You were useless. Hallelujah, I was useless. I mean, not just a little bit useless, absolutely useless. And every good thing I did was like a filthy rag. It was useless. Everything could have been so much better, but it was useless. And I was worthy to just be thrown out and burned. I mean, I'm sorry, that's just the fact. And when we meet Jesus, that's just not a problem to say. You know, it's like, yep, I can see it now. You know? I once was blind, but now I see, right? Once I was blind, but now I see. And even now, it's necessary for us to look through the prescription of the Word because we can see more. Remain in me. We could quit there and we could just make that our assignment, to remain in Him. Remain with Him. Remain. Putting in a parenthesis that says, and return quick if I don't. You know, if we find ourselves like a little child finds themselves and all of a sudden they can't see mom and dad, they're returning quickly to try to find mom and dad. This morning, Mia went on an excursion and gave me some extra steps on my Fitbit. You know, I was trying to feed the kittens, and Mia was around there. And, you know, she can't help herself. She's going to eat some, too. So I said, get out of here. And I finished with the kittens, and I thought, oh, Lord, she listened to me one time. She got out of here. I'm walking around looking, and finally I went clear up to the fence of the neighbor's yard, and there she was coming back from around the ball field somewhere. I said, Mia! She looked at me like, what am I doing here? You know? And maybe sometimes we find ourselves in a place where we're saying, what am I doing here? You know? What am I doing in doubt? What am I doing in rationalization? What am I doing in compromise? You know? I don't want to offend anybody. The truth offends people. It just does. But we have the privilege and the responsibility to just speak the truth. The Bible says speak the truth in love. You know? Being a Christian is not a hard thing. It is not a hard thing. I repeat, being a Christian is not a hard thing. Sometimes people, oh, it's hard to be a Christian. Why would it be hard to be a Christian? You know? I mean, it's not a hard thing. We get hard sometimes, but it's not a hard thing. Remain in Jesus. You know? I mean, it's like, you know, I need money. I wish I could rob a bank, but I'm a Christian. No! You know? You really? You know? If I can just rob one more bank, then I'll be a Christian. There's just one more person I'd like to kill. You know? I had, months ago, maybe years ago, I can't ever keep track of time, but a gal came back into chapel, and she was a gal that she was angry most of the time, and she was the one that I've told you about. You don't remember everything I say about that because it's not relevant, but it is. And she sat there and said, no, I don't care. And when I see her, I'm going to kill her. I said, what are you talking about? I mean, this is like she just walks in and says that, and it's like I'm going, I think we got visitors here that we don't want here. And prayed for her, And the next time she came in, she had peace. Wednesday she came in, didn't have peace again. And wouldn't you know it, I was talking about love. Loving as a proper representative of God. You telling me I'm supposed to love a phony Christian? How do you decide who's phony? They could just be on the wrong pony. You know? I mean, well, they get in jail and they really need something. They need to get out of trouble so they get close to Jesus. And then as soon as they're out of jail and they don't need Jesus anymore, now they're just back to the same old person. I said, that sounds like a church. You know? We can stop by to say hi and leave. Nothing changed. We can read our Bible. Nothing changed. We can write a note to ourselves of what we're going to do. Nothing changed. You know? Unless we remain in Jesus. And this time she wasn't about to get her peace. I don't care what you say. Praying for you. Yeah, well, thanks for praying for peace. I've got peace because I'm a great Christian. But she's not, okay? Okay. Now I know about the battle of the bands in that pod. I know who's who now. I know who's picking on who and who's making who mad. And God knows who's in charge. You know? I cannot decide. Only God can decide. But what I can do is speak the truth. You know? And she wanted to tell me more and tell me more. I said, can I talk? I've got nothing to say that is going to help you. I can't compromise with your thought. All I can do is tell you what God says. So can I talk? Yeah. So I just said, all I've got is the truth. We have the truth. We do have the truth. And he can apply it. He can apply it. We just expose them to it. You know? Jesus said to his own disciples, there's a lot more I'd like to tell you, but you can't handle it. You know? And we can be here together. And part of it can be stuff you want to handle. Part of it can be stuff that you don't want to handle. It can be. You know, it may not be your preferred cut of meat sometimes. But if we will allow the Lord to work with it, it becomes a prime cut. You know, it becomes the best thing we've ever tasted. When the Lord helps us to see it. And then now I see, you know. Pastor, you just couldn't explain it right, but Jesus got it right. Hallelujah. You know, not everybody seasons their food the same way. But if you will remain in it, if the word speaks to you, even if it speaks to you don't want to hear, don't spit it out. Just go ahead and tuck it in your cheek, you know. If you don't touch it with your tongue, you won't taste it. But hang on to it because the Lord might, you know how sometimes you can have something in your tooth and then something works out and it's like, ah, I'm so glad that worked out. And that's what sometimes happens with the Word of God. It just works out. And it works in. And we are made whole. You know? Do we want to honor God? That's not a trick question. You know, do we? We want to honor God, right? I want to honor God. Don't you want to honor God? You want to bring Him glory? You know? We want Him to know that He's our all in all, right? Lord, You're my all in all. You're my all in all the time. All the time. You know? Enough people in the world have said God is good all the time. God is good. You know, somebody can not even care about God, and out of their mouth will come all the time. Teach their own. No, I mean, he's good. All the time, God is good. He just is. He is. Now, maybe somebody that doesn't even care for God, maybe somebody that's, I don't know, whatever, wherever they are on things, but that's kind of in their head, and all of a sudden, at just the right time, God is good. God is good. God is good. You see, I see it. You know. Maybe you know, somebody's suggesting to me, imagine creation. Imagine God doing creation. You know, sometimes it's more than I can imagine. But I say, man, it's great, God. But maybe just stop and think about it just a little bit. And my goodness, you know, what a deal! What an amazing thing! Oh, crazy good. I mean, it's just amazing. And it's nothing compared to what we're going to. But in just the same way that we can flip a screensaver on the computer, God can flip the picture in our lives. In just the same way. And our expectation is that he's changing it all the time. Vicky is healed. We're just catching up with it. I mean, why would God single her out as not to receive healing? You know? Fred will one day run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. That I have no doubt about. But, you know, I don't particularly put it off till, well, heaven. I mean, let's face it, Fred's God's not going to do anything for Fred. I mean, he's just, this is his lot in life. He's older now, you know. Well, does that change God?
No, he's a sinner.
Yeah, you know. And so he's good. Fred can still leap and dance and praise God, even if he doesn't have that air time that Michael Jordan had. He can just praise God. He can just, you know. And in his mind, he's like, honey, did I bump my head? I felt like I hit the ceiling, right? And Sue says, that was just from the Lord, Fred. She said, no, that's Fred. No, which one are we going to be? You see? Is God everything that we say that God is? You know? I mean, the psalm says that you are blessed because you believe God would do what he said he would do. Yeah. So, then if I want to be blessed, I just believe what God said he would do. About what? Everything. Everything. You know, what comes to your mind? Yeah, God said he could do that too. Anybody else? Yeah, God said he could do that too. You know what I mean? You got a good answer. God can do that. It's not a problem. What's a problem is if we get caught up in dissecting the word, rather than ingesting the word, rather than just going with it, we're trying to figure things out, you know. I mean, on my coach's Bible study, about every now and then, we got to go through the deal, and we got to decide if a baby dies in birth, if they went to heaven or hell. No problem. But when Josiah died, there were people that thought Vicki and I were the worst parents in the world because we didn't have him baptized. He's dead. Yet he lives. You know? Can you believe they didn't baptize that baby? Talk to me about it. Talk to me about it. You know? But for that same thing, people will say, well, we know they were baptized. Well, that's wonderful, you know. And relying on being baptized as a baby. As long as you're baptized as a baby, You can live like hell. You're going to go to heaven because you're baptized as a baby. Well, now don't stretch it there. But that's what some people think. Somehow or another, they want to do that. But talk about not remaining in God and branches being cut off and burned. Well, no, wait a minute. Don't take that so literally. If we don't take it a little bit literally, it won't have any effect on us, will it? You know? What Jesus said was no different than telling a kid, stay on the side of the street. If you get out in the middle of the street, you might get run over by a truck. And then they get run over by a truck. Why did my child get run over by a truck? Well, if you told them to run out there, it's your fault. But if you told them to stay on the side of the street, you know. But I mean, it's just, he said, look, you're useless. If you don't remain in me, you're useless. That's kind of harsh. Well, if you do remain in me, you'll produce fruit. Now, here's the thing about fruit. Fruit isn't just you being fruitful for Jesus, but fruit is the fruit of the kingdom coming to your life. Okay? I want both. I want both. But I can be sure, I do believe that God will do what he said he would do. So there's no place for me to say, well, I don't know if he's going to do it anymore. He said he's going to do it. I don't know when he's going to do it, but he said he's going to do it. I believe he will. And if I don't see it, you know, I think Fred and I were talking about, you know, I just want to be in that number when the saints go marching in, you know. I'm not really particularly concerned about the order. I'm not. Just so I go. I mean, you know, it's not like, I don't have to say, you better believe what I say. You don't have to believe what I say. I don't know. God has not made that so particularly clear. But boy, some people are really clear about parts of it. There's some people, you know, they get so caught up in what they believe that they won't go if it don't go their way. You know? Those things are, forgive me, but those just don't run up my ladder of being as important as remaining in Christ, as being made alive in Christ, as believing that he heals, he delivers, he defends, he protects, he provides. These are the things that we do. So if we remain in him, then we are not going to let those things fall away. You know? If we remain in him, we're going to live abiding in him. We're going to live in the truth, and the truth will make us free. Right? Just free. I'm free. The Lord has set me free. I am just free. You know? I mean, cast your cares upon God. He will take care of them. I am not a good carer. I care. And I cover it with prayer. I'm not a burden bearer. I lifted a lot of weights in my life. I did it for a purpose, you know. But I can't see any sense in me carrying around burdens when the Lord told me to let him have them. I'm not going to figure it out, you know. I mean, what kind of a pastor am I if my wife keeps having to go to the doctor? Same pastor I was when she was running around in short shorts. No, she didn't do that after we got saved, probably. But I was a potential pastor even back then. Nobody believed it. Some still can't believe it today. But God can do all things. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so he said, if you remain in me, If you remain in me, remain in me. Psalm 25:15 challenges me because it says, my eyes are always on the Lord. My eyes quickly go to the Lord, but I got to work on that, for my eyes are always on the Lord. But I do expect the Lord, without me having to watch him. He's my Father, he's my Lord, he's my Savior, you know? I mean, so I expect him to do everything that he said he would do, but I need to keep my eyes on him, you know? Sort of like remain in him. Wait upon the Lord. He will renew your strength. Not to us, O Lord. Psalm 115:1 says, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name goes all the glory for your unfailing love and faithfulness. His unfailing love and faithfulness. God is faithful. Let man be, you know, God be true and every man a liar. God is faithful. God is faithful. So we can remember that. God is faithful. That means a lot to us. God is faithful doesn't mean so much to people who have not set their eyes to seek the Lord. But if we have, then God is faithful. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I remember that. Yes, he's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. Every now and then we need a bump. Every now and then we need to just kind of be bumped back on track. That's where those speed bumps are on the side of the road. People react to those quickly. God said, remain in me. Jesus said, remain in me. You know? So that's the way it is. As I shared in the devotional, years ago, I got picked up. And what woke me up was the patrol car's lights in my window, my mirror. So I pulled over and I literally almost fell out of the car. I was sound asleep. Sound asleep. And I came out and said, oh, thank you, thank you. And he's like, well, this is a different thing. I said, seriously, you saved my life. I was sound asleep. The lights woke me up. And I said, how fast was I going? He said, I can't tell you. If I tell you, I have to ticket you. But he said, if you will go to a motel up here and check in, I'll let you go. I said, yes, sir. Now, just like the Lord's eyes are always upon us, he was kind enough to lead me to that motel. And I was smart enough to pull in and stay there. You know? It wasn't unreasonable of him to say, you know, you get a room, I'll let you go. You remain in me, you won't burn up. You know, I mean, Jesus said, if you remain in me, you'll produce fruit. If you don't remain in me, you're going to be useless. Okay, remember, you were useless before you got saved. Well, I wasn't totally useless. I could do something. I'm just saying you were useless compared to what you are now before you got saved. Because everything you did, your righteousness was what? As filthy rags. Well, I'm not comfortable with thinking that everything I did was filthy rags. God said it, just leave it be. Just okay. Agree. You know? Just agree with God. Just agree with him. I used to encourage my children to agree with me sometimes. It will go better for you. What a terrible parent. Well, maybe I was, but I don't think so. It was best for them to remain in my good graces. When we want somebody to do something for us, we want it to do it for us just the way we want it done. And if they don't do it the way we want it done, we might not be happy, right? But we think that God needs to be a little, you know, he's got to adjust. I mean, after all, he's old. And here we are. We have evolved so much. We've evolved so much that we're acting just exactly like Eve. Surely you won't die. God said we would. Yeah, but he's just trying to keep you from something that you really want. Yeah, he shouldn't keep me from something I want. You know, that's like, it's like if I said, honey, we don't have that money. And the devil said, he's just trying to keep you from something that you want. He's just trying to keep me from something I want. And off we go. I can do it. I can do whatever I want. It's interesting when Christians decide they can do it, whatever they want, except believe. You know? So, we don't decide the fruit. We don't decide. But if we remain, in him, those things don't make any difference. You know? Do they? Just remain in Christ. I will just remain in Christ. Because if I remain in him, then I will produce fruit. And my fruit will last, you know. Later in John 15 is where he says, here's the deal. You didn't choose me. I chose you. That your fruit might last. You know. So if a person just has the patience to keep reading and believing, they can get to 16 where it says, hey, you didn't choose me. So back there when I was talking, I was telling you, you're chosen, but you need to stay on the team. You know, 50, you read through 15 verses to find out God chose you? I mean, if you just have 60 seconds worth of determination, you're going to get, God chose me. Whatever he wants, that's what I'll be. God chose me. Tell somebody. Tell somebody. You got, why are you so happy? God chose me. God chose me. Just the way I am. And if I remain in him, if I just remain in him, I'm going to know the truth. And the truth will make me free. If I just remain in him, I can ask whatever I want. And it will be done for me. So when you've asked, it's done. You know? It might be clay when it first comes to you, but give it a chance to form. Amen? Amen. So Lord, we give you glory and honor. We give you praise. We're so thankful that you hold the key. We're so thankful that we need to trust you. How difficult is that? We need to remain in you. How difficult is that? For you are for us. We need to believe that you'll do what you say you'll do. Well, you're not a liar, so we believe, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Give us wisdom, Lord. Guide us, Lord. Just like a patrolman guided me to that place where I was going to stay. You lead me on, O King Eternal. Bless this family here, Lord. Bless and bless and bless. And cause their fruit to last. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.